Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, this is a good time of the year to start thinking about the wines from Rioja, which are medium-bodied, very flavorful, and seem to go really well with autumnal food for some reason. And you had a chance to catch up with one of the founding fathers.
Yep. I tried several wines from Marcos de Riscal. This is actually a fairly old property. It dates from 1858. They're producers of classic Riojas and a few other types, most notably Rueda. Riojas are typically Tempranillo is the dominant grape, and they may have some other grapes blended in. And they usually feature extended oak aging. So, for example, there's sort of a scale they have. Crianza is at least 2 years with a minimum of 1 year in oak. Reserva is at least 3 years with a minimum of 1 year in oak. And the Gran Reserva is at least 2 years in oak and 3 years in the bottle. So when you see those designations, you typically also see the price points go up. They tend to be very fruit forward, and they have definitely a lot of oak character because of all of that aging. So, jumping right in, the Marcos de Riscal 2013 Rioja, this is designated on the label Proximo, which I believe is some sort of proprietary designation that they're giving the wine. This is all of $9.99 a bottle, so it's a really good value. It's medium garnet with bright cherry, leather, and dark chocolate flavors, which is going to be a recurring theme throughout most of the red wines of the Rioja area. That's really typical flavors. You want to move up a little bit. There's the Marcos de Riscal 2012 Reserva Rioja. Now, this is a little bigger. It's 14% alcohol as opposed to 13. And it's more focused. You're going to get blackberry, cherry fruit, definitely some earthy notes, and again, sort of the classic hint of dark chocolate. Long finish, definitely serve this with a robust piece of beef, and I think you'll be very pleased. That comes in at $19.99. Now, if you want to have a big Saturday night dinner wine, there is a Marcos de Riscal Gran Reserva. Because of the extra aging, etc., this is actually a 2005 vintage, and this is intense black fruit, black cherry, plum, blackberry flavors, subtle notes of almost a sautéed mushroom and a savory characteristic that kind of pop through. It's a big blend of Tempranillo, Graciano, and Mazzuelo. Is that how you pronounce that?
Mazzuelo, yeah.
Okay. Saturday night dinner wine, this is going to set you back about $45. So those are the three big reds that come from the Marcos de Riscal. Whites. Rueda is really the most ubiquitous white wine in all of Spain. That's the region. And the grape is Verdejo. And the 2017 Rueda, which sells for $9.99, it's highly reminiscent of Sauvignon Blanc in my personal opinion. Pale straw, aromas of citrus with floral and herbaceous notes, very long finish, clean and dry, very fresh, and just perfect for serving with broiled, flaky white fish and olive oil. It's just spectacular for that.
Okay.
Yeah. They also make a Sauvignon Blanc from the 2016 vintage, which I think is more a nod to the American market at $9.99. I personally go with the Rueda over the Sauvignon Blanc. And there's also a Rioja Rosé, which I believe is also a nod to the American market, which is also $9.99. I didn't think that was particularly distinguished. So, frankly, I would stick with the Rueda and then the Red Riojas.
Yeah, it's just a really proud heritage they have at Riscal. And I love the fact that the bottles come with little wires
wrapped around
a little cage. It's really nice. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.